A new report from RMIT University shows image-based sex abuse in Australia is increasing. Image-based sexual abuse is the non-consensual taking, sharing, or threatening to share nude or sexual images of a person, including the use of digitally altered imagery. The report investigated how image-based sex abuse is used by perpetrators and the reasons behind it. The research was conducted in Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Associate Professor in Criminology and Justice Studies from RMIT University, Dr. Anastasia Powell, led the report and says the statistics are concerning.
What we found was that one in three, or 37.7% of those that we surveyed, had actually had at least one of those experiences. And we also asked people about their own perpetration behaviour, so whether they'd done these behaviours themselves. And we found that one in six, or 17.5%, said that they'd actually taken, shared, or made threats to share a nude or sexual image of a person without permission.
A similar study was done in 2016 in Australia, and the victims of this crime has increased since then.
We conducted this same survey in Australia in 2016, and at the time we found that one in five, or 22.7%, had experienced one form of image-based sexual abuse. So that's an increase now to what we've found in our 2019 survey to one in three. And I think one of the things it reflects is that we've actually seen an increase in people saying that someone has taken a nude or sexual image of them in the first place without permission. And it really highlights that what's driving this behaviour is not about what the victim does, it's about what perpetrators choose to do and their responsibility for engaging in these behaviours.
And the most affected sectors are the culturally and linguistically diverse women and LGBTIQ women.
We also found that there were some within the community who were much more likely to be victims, and that was particularly true for racial and ethnic minority groups, women in particular, and also for LGB women again, who were much more likely to be victims and much more likely to report that they were experiencing quite negative impacts and ongoing harm from the image-based abuse.
But it doesn't mean any other demographic is not affected. Associate Professor Powell says men can also be victims of this abuse, but its impact is different to women.
We found that similar numbers of both men and women reported overall victimisation of image-based sexual abuse. But what we also found was that the impacts of that abuse were very different for women in particular. So women were much more likely to say, for instance, that they felt unsafe as a result of this abuse and that they'd received other forms of harassment and abuse from the perpetrator. So even though men and women both report similar overall rates of image-based sexual abuse, we do find that the situations in which that happens can be different. So for example, for many women that might include where images are being used as a threat in a domestic violence situation, for instance, or in ongoing stalking or sexual harassment behaviour. For men, it was really a mix of different contexts. Some of it was certainly an ex-partner, but some of it was also peers or friends and that sort of wider bullying situation. And the men tended not to report feeling fearful or afraid for their safety as a result of the abuse. So they didn't report the same extent of negative impact.
She also says image-based sex abuse is legislated in most Australian's jurisdictions.
Well, we actually have quite robust laws across Australia. I think Tasmania is the only state that doesn't currently have specific legislation in this area, although there is still federal legislation that applies. So it's not so much that we need new laws in Australia, but I think what we do need is more information for victims in order to access that justice. Victims can get support and advice through the Australian Office of the eSafety Commissioner. You can go online. They've got some information there on an online portal for victims to get some assistance.
And education in the community is key to decrease this crime.
One of the key findings was that less than half of those we surveyed knew that it was currently a crime to engage in these behaviours. And so there's more work, I think, that needs to be done around legal education in the community to really make people aware of the seriousness of these harms and the fact that it is a crime. I think we also need to see some earlier education and prevention work, building knowledge about image-based sexual abuse into respectful relationships education, for instance. Because ultimately, we need everyone from a young age to take seriously people's right to privacy and sexual autonomy. We can't allow these violations to become the new normal for young people in their sexual relationship. And we need to make sure that what we're teaching people is that they can expect that every sexual encounter, whether it's based on images or in any other situation, is 100% based on consent.
If you or someone you know are concerned about this topic, help is always available for you 24 hours a day. You can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.